Bokas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bokas Bavli, Daf Samach Beis, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, in the second wide line, Piske Layakel Adam. Piske Layakel Adam Ethroi Shoi V'chulei. The Mishnah taught one may not act lightheadedly when facing the eastern gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Tani HaMatil Mayim HaRezeh Hoifech Ponav Klapei Tzofein, HaMetech Ezraglav HaRezeh Hoifech Ponav Klapei Doin. The Baisa says, one who urinates, he turns his face to the north, one who moves his bowel, turns his face to the south. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabun Hadar Da Amar Masnisa Min Tzeifim Lefnim. Rabbi Yosi Rabun said that the Baisa discusses one who is from Tzeifim, which is a place from which Havayas can be seen, and closer. Rabbi Kiva Omer B'chol Mokim or Vad B'Mokim She'ein Sham Kaisel. Rabbi Kiva said that it's forbidden in every place, even in Chutz La'aretz, but only if there's no wall there between him and the Mikdash. Tanei Amesach Ezraglav Liyiten Panav Lemizrach V'Achayrav. The Marav El El Stadim. The Baisa says one who moves his bowels, he may not turn his face to the east and his back to the west, rather to the sides, to the north or the south, and this is unlike the previous Baisa, which forbids facing the north. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Shas HaMikdash, Rabbi Yehuda says this is at the time when the Mikdash is standing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Min HaSeifim Lefnim, Rabbi Yehuda says it's from Seifim and inside. Rabbi Kiva Omer B'chol Mokim or Avad B'Mokim She'ein Bayi Kaisel. Rabbi Kiva says it's in every place, but only if there's no wall there. Rabbi Kiva Nechnasti Acha Rabbi Shua Yoyzat Maaseh. Rabbi Kiva said, I entered after Rabbi Shua into the bathroom to see how he does, how he behaves. Amulai Mara Isa Amalen Ama Lahen Reisa V'Yoshev B'Sidri Klapi Marav V'Lei Pira Ad Yashav V'Lei Yashav Ad Shifshe V'Lei Kinech V'Yemin Ela B'Smol. They asked him, what did you see? And he said, I saw him sit, and his side was to the west, means he faced north or south. He didn't uncover himself until he sat. He didn't sit until he cleaned the area where he would sit. And he didn't clean with the right hand, rather with the left, when he cleaned his own body. Af Shimon ben Azai haya omer kein nechnasti achar Rekiva lerois et amasa amuloi mari isa v'chulei. Also, Shimon ben Azai said so. He said, I entered after Rekiva to see. They asked him, what did you see? Tani lo yikanes adam b'habayis v'menaloi v'avkoi v'abak v'abaglav v'ma'isav tzurim b'sadino v'apundosai olav v'chutz. The Baisa says one may not enter Harabayis with his shoe or dust on his feet or his coins wrapped in a cloth in his cloth or his money belt on him outside his garment. Ma'atam shmo raglecha ba'ashetelech el beis ha'elokim. What's the source regarding the dust? It's a pasuk in Koheles, in Perek Dalet pasuk Yud Zayin. Guard your legs when you go to the house of God. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer harihu Omer yavo ad lifnei shah ha'melech ki ein lavoi al shah ha'melech levush sak. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says from the pasuk in Esther Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, and he came until the gates of the king, because one cannot come to the gates of the king wearing sackcloth. And I should say, im lifnei lechesucha kein alachas kam v'chama lifnei shah mokim. If in front of a mortal king who comes from putrid drop, it's so that one may not wear sackcloth, even though it's not repulsive, all the more so in front of Hashem's gates, one may not spit. Le yasinu kapandaria v'kikim ekal mokim. The Mishnah said one may not use harbayis as a shortcut. Spitting is forbidden from a kal v'chomer. My im ne'ilashu shall kovod at omer aso, rekikashu shall bizoin le kol shekin. Wearing shoes, which is an honorable thing to cover one's foot, you say that it's forbidden, spitting, which is disgraceful, all the more so.